The 63rd season of the New Hampshire Music Festival is now underway. There will be some classics, some lesser-known works, and some big ideas that connect them all together. Joining me with more on this year's season is the festival's music director, Donato Cabrera. Welcome to Weekend Edition.
It's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
This year's theme is American landscapes, musical landscapes, historic landscapes, cultural landscapes, all at the same time.
That's exactly right. That's what's so wonderful about a place like the New Hampshire Music Festival, in that because it's such a condensed weekly schedule, we can explore these ideas in a way that an orchestra may not be able to do during the year, in a very beautiful setting, and really sort of delve into these subjects in a multifaceted way.
This year, you're highlighting one of the great influences on the landscape of American music, Antonin Dvorak, who's Czech by birth. How does American music change because of Dvorak?
Very good question. So when Dvorak was brought over to basically oversee and be the dean, if you will, of the conservatory that eventually became Juilliard in the 1890s, there was a nationalist trend throughout the world. You know, what is American music? What is Czech music? What is Bohemian music? Dvorak was brought to the United States to help cultivate this sense of what is American music. And he actually, through his exploration of American Indian music, as well as mythology and the African American spirituals, he was able to fuse that music and those cultures into his Ninth Symphony. It's from the New World, the New World Symphony. Creating this piece of music as a template for American composers to explore these very same ideas, a template that composers like Charles Griffiths, Amy Beach, John Knowles Payne, these early 20th century composers who had an enormous influence on composers like Aaron Copland, Charles Ives, and then, of course, eventually Leonard Bernstein.
And now we have 21st century American composers to keep an eye and an ear out for. Nico Muhly is the featured composer this year, a New England native. What can you tell us about him and his music?
Nico's music I would characterize as being incredibly emotional music. There is a rhythmic drive, but he is more concerned with color and creating particular emotional moments in music that's quite unique. What I love about Nico's music is that he always looks back, not just back to the 19th century or the 18th century or even the 17th century, but to even before, to Renaissance and to early Renaissance music as a source of inspiration, particularly for his vocal works. But you can hear that obsession with the Renaissance in all of his music. Now, it's a very contemporary language that he is using, but it's based on compositional techniques and the philosophy that one could find readily in the music of any number of Renaissance composers.
The season finale is set to feature Dona Nobis Pacem, Ralph Vaughan Williams. It's been described as a plea for peace in times of war, and thinking back again to that theme, American landscapes, the geopolitical landscape is another landscape in a way for composers and performers to consider.
Composers and artists have always been the mirror of our society. They have been able to reflect our current situation, often by showing us that this isn't the first time that we've gone down these paths, and to learn from the past. And of course, Vaughan Williams setting the words to Walt Whitman's writings from the time of the Civil War is a perfect reflection of course, when Vaughan Williams wrote this piece, mid-20th century. And of course, it's sad but true, it's certainly applicable today. Just as much impact and import as they did 60 years ago.
Well, Donato Cabrera, great to talk with you again. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Brady.
Donato Cabrera is music director of the New Hampshire Music Festival. Its 63rd season is now underway. You'll find more information at nhpr.org.